There's something you can do that makes this game really interesting and a lot of fun. Keep an archive. Save the notes and the score sheet of the very first month you do it and put it in a nice place, maybe a ring binder. And then a few years down the road, when you look back at it, you won't believe who you used to be, okay? And if you do this consistently and you save the score sheets each month, you won't believe how fast your goals change. You won't even be concerned with the same issues. You'll just see yourself evolving at such an incredible rate that you'll have a lot of fun with it. Now, here's something that I want to try to communicate to you about the score sheets. Let's say there's seven categories going from left to right, and they're categories you made up like lesson, meditation, exercise, diet, sleep, time you went to bed, time you woke up, or, you know, romance, money, whatever your categories are. They're going from left to right on the top, and then there's little boxes that you fill in, you know, with score, right? Well, I started doing this other thing that was really interesting, was I started looking at the left to right row as if it was the time of day. So the far left was morning, and the middle was, you know, 2 in the afternoon, and the end was 10 o'clock at night. And I started using colored markers or highlighters to shade the moods that I had during the day. And this became a lot of fun for me. So I created a scale like pink. Light pink was kind of loving vibes, you know. Bright yellow was inspiration. A murky orange was like the blahs. Blue was the blues. Red was being mad. Black was, you know, despair. And so I started to color in the hours of each day. And what was really fascinating about that was that I kept archives. So I could look at a month and see patterns of moods. And I would have these little footnotes, you know, about what that color meant. Like there was, I was sick, and so there was a big blob of, you know, orange, or I was tripping out and, you know, being a jerk, and so there was black and red. But I got to really see myself, and I would encourage you to do that if that seems fun to you, because I would see full moon patterns, I would see patterns in my relationships, I would see when I would be in fear, you know, around the different times, and so I would encourage you to do that and play with it. And then I'd look back on the months and just see, wow, you know, great patterns. This is what I was doing. It was a nice way to study my life, you know. Nobody studies themselves. And it makes so much sense to study yourself. I mean, that's why we were born, was to experiment with a life, right? So how can you have a good experiment with your life if you never look at it, you know? Most people never look at their lives, never look at themselves, never look at the weird, wacky things they do. And they just race through life with an occasional performance review at work, you know. So if you give yourself seven categories of performance review every single day, can you imagine how much more finely tuned you are than the average person? This will put you into the top 1% of income earners, because you'll be in the top 1% of human beings, you know, who are focused on peak performance and evolution and awareness of self and, you know, awareness of what I'm doing in the world, right? So think about it. You're going to be very accelerated. And what'll happen is all your relationships will improve. Life will get a little more clear, you'll know what you're doing, and you will make more money, and things will get better. You'll get so good at it, however, that you'll notice after a time, your ability to manifest is so near miraculous that you have to be careful what you want, because you will get everything you want, okay? I encourage you in the lessons to be very specific about what you want in several areas and to feel the feelings. There's a lot about feeling the feelings. So if you know what you want and you can feel it, you will start moving towards it. Manifesting is not magical, but it sometimes appears to be. So when I had a strong desire when I was 19 years old, I wanted to make signs. I started seeing these beautiful wooden signs, and I thought, wow, I'd love to do that. I just love to do that. And my friend's father called me up and said, John, I'm thinking of getting into the sign business. Would you like to do that? And so I was in business, you know. And then every time I wanted to do something like that and I could really feel it, you know, it would just sort of occur. And you know that's true in your life. When you want to do something, you move towards it, you'll take actions. Like, there was another time when I wanted to be a recording engineer, and I could just taste it. I was hanging around in this recording studio, and I could just feel it. You know, I want to be a producer. I want to be a producer. So I hung around there for a while. And then lo and behold, I met somebody who was a singer who just wanted to make an album and didn't know what to do. So I said, I'm a producer. And then I bought the equipment and learned how to use it and delivered the product. And boom, I'm a producer, you know. Now I have a recording studio. I've made a number of albums, and that was a great thing. There was a time when I attended a personal growth seminar, and I thought, wow, this is really interesting. This is a great thing, you know. I'm being affected. All these people are being affected and enhanced. And somebody had to write this seminar. Wow, what an interesting thing to write a seminar, to orchestrate an event that changes people's lives. Wow, for the better, you know. So I thought that would be really interesting to do. And lo and behold, somebody appeared in my life who asked me to give a speech at a church. And I thought, wow, this is my chance. So I bought an audio tape series on how to be a speaker, and I went and did the talk. And it was received well. And so I segued from that into inviting all the participants to join me in a workshop. And bam, I was in business, you see. So when you want to do something, people show up to help you do it if you have a strong enough desire. And if they don't show up, that's not a big deal. You just do it anyway. So if I really had a burning desire to be a speaker, I would just read the books and listen to the tapes and learn what it means to be a speaker. I would join a group of, you know, the National Speakers Association, and I would hang around with speakers until I figured out how to do it. So manifesting is oftentimes miraculous, but it doesn't have to be. It seems miraculous. And I think the reason it seems miraculous is because there is a telepathic interplay between human beings. So my strong desire kind of sends a signal out, and there's somebody else who needs what I have to offer, who is sort of attracted to me, or luck comes into play and we meet. But there's actually a magnetism that's going on. So if you really get happy and healthy and you're working on all these little areas, you'll meet people who vibrate the same way. They're either in union with you. Let's say you're working on health 1 month. You're now open to the conversation about health. So you'll meet people. You'll start talking about it. You'll meet the next person. You'll go to a networking meeting on health. And, you know, boom, you're down the road, you know. So there is a telepathic interplay that's often called magnetism, such that the people who you resonate with will be attracted to you, right? So keep pouring yourself through these filters and watch as you get more rarefied, as you get more refined, you'll meet better quality people.